Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? I'm sorry. How does one pronounce a certain crustacean that is popular in the Bahamas? What was that?
Conch.
No. Are you sure that's it? Because it seems to me it could also be
conch.
Oh,
that's conch. You.
That's you saying that.
All right, just trying to make the shit official. I digress. Let's meet our Alchemist, shall we? No particular order. How's about a resounding sup to Chris Anthony Alvarado?
Thank you. Thank you. That feels nice.
Right? Make mine lean. What is the longest time span you've been on the open road?
I guess when I drove from Chicago to Los Angeles.
Sure. What'd that take you? A couple days?
Yeah, I think 3 days.
Sure.
That's it. Man, I have nothing interesting to add about that. Just giving you the facts.
I've not driven that far in my entire life, so I'm always curious.
But I think like Joey has those great stories about going to like Miami or Chicago and LA. He's just got better stories about that. You know what I mean? So anyway, thanks for having me.
And I chose to ask you.
Thank you.
Right? Hey, Craig Kakowski with his home building helping hand corner. Kakao?
Okay. What you're going to need
is you're going to need to go to Home Depot.
Yep.
And find a guy.
Sure.
His name is Curtis. He's in aisle 7. He's right. Usually not there, but when he is, you will know, because Curtis is a lot. And Curtis is going to steer you toward screws and nails and dry wood and plywood. Mm-hmm. And he knows all that shit. And I really am not qualified to talk about this.
Okay, so if we're interested in more information about drywood, we should go look for Curtis.
Yes, contact Curtis.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Holy crap, Gary Anthony Williams is here.
Oh, what? What happened?
Lover of the hanging curveball, do you have a favorite activity you prefer to watch live?
Wow, to watch something live.
Mm.
Oh, man. Oh, boy, you left a toughie for me.
I mean, it could include a squirrel eating off your shoe.
I love my squirrel, and I'm in a battle with my dear friend Jordan Black, who thinks basically all animals are evil. I'll tell you, the one activity I can't watch live that makes my stomach turn is my son run. He's a long distance runner, and I hate to watch. It makes me so nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to watch it.
Did this start when he was an infant and would bang into things?
He just started long distance running when he got in high school.
Oh, wow.
And he's fast. He's one of the faster guys. And I just, mm-hmm. I can't even tell you why I hate to watch
it. Can I make one suggestion? It might help.
Make two if you want.
Oh, I've just got one.
Okay.
Try to fit while he's running,
yep,
and you're feeling anxious. Yep. Just try to focus on what he's running from. And now James Heaney, Jimmy One Time. How did you learn to drive a car?
Well, I believe that a lot of my instincts came from video games.
Right.
But at the time that I was actually in driver's ed, they had us in a room with steering wheels and brakes and uh-huh. pedals, and there was a video, sure, of a car driving, mm-hmm, and I can't quite place myself in the memory, but nope, there's no way that me steering the wheel or hitting the brakes would have changed the screen because it was a video. So I don't know what the hell we were all doing.
I like it when I choose correctly. Thank you for that. And last but nothing but poop scooping for you, if you think I'm least, it's Joey Greer. Donnie Cheese, which sandwich is your least favorite?
Damn, which sandwich is my least favorite? I think just bread, nothing inside.
Uh-huh.
If you just gave me just bread,
sure,
sans, and also you scooped out the bread too. You scooped out the filler of the bread.
Sure,
so it's just like, you know, hollow earth, which is real.
Right.
You know, the earth is hollow. A lot of people don't get that or believe that, but it's 100% hollow. There's nothing underneath. You go 6 feet down, nothing.
Zip up.
You cannot, you can like crack down further and you'll just get sucked into the void down there.
So like a tennis ball.
What do you mean?
Let's do a show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails that I love to read, or from our patron VIPs, which I also enjoy reading. To become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content like video of Joey as he answers any question, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please. I love to read them, and we're in need of some fresh emails. One now that we've transitioned clunkily over to this new email address. So write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
Thank you. Scene one comes from patron alchemaniac Will Morris, who wrote, "Alchemy, alchemy, in my head, won't you come and chase away my dread? What's that sweet voice in my ear? It's the cummy tone of Joey Greer."
Jesus Christ.
Cummy tone.
Cummy tone?
"From twisting up a dog to drinking his product, count on Joey to monologue about it."
That's a stretch.
Yeah.
"I used those words wrong. Thanks, Craig. Please just play along. To the strangest of straight men, what can I say? No bullshit about it. I love Mr. K." "Sound the siren. It must
be." Who is Mr. K?
I think it's Kevin.
I'm the only one I could come up with, but it's still, I'm struggling. "Straightest of straight men. I mean, I'll take it. Sound the siren. It must be James Heaney. I'm so sorry. Everyone's always such a meanie.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah.
Yeah. That is
this goes
true,
on
yeah.
for 42 pages. So I'm going to jump a little bit to the end. It's all genius. And I'm going to post it to our,
there's a rhyming couplet for every guest we've had.
Let's see. Yep. Thank you, GAW. You're ridiculously funny. That's, wow, that was it for GAW?
No, but Williams, the original pronunciation of Williams is Williani. So that would have rhymed. Oh. Thank you, G.A. Williani. You are ridiculously funny. That's the original.
Ridiculously
that's the Welsh
funny.
Pronunciation. Yep. My From family the, was bought by the Welsh, by the way. Just so you guys all know who bought us.
Oh, man. Bless those Welsh and their purchasing powers. Thanks for helping. I'm an alchemaniac. God damn it. You better believe it. My scene suggestion is up. Here we go. That is, if you choose to use it, a documentary on vaping. Signed, your pal, Will Morris from upstate St. Louis. And Will, bless you and thank you for your support. I'm sorry I did not read the entire thing. I now feel bad about that.
Look, I'm glad you asked me. I'm not an actual doctor, but I am somebody who's in the field. Popcorn which, lung isn't a thing.
Which field? Just to be clear.
Of tobacco aromatics.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm going to have him wear this stethoscope while you guys talk. Hold on.
That's great. Just okay. Just wardrobe and props.
And so, I mean, please.
Yeah, when we ask you the questions, all I need is really confidence and then whatever you want to say. Just an air of you know.
Sure. Listen, I'm not going to put that on. I'm not going to do anything false. I think the confidence will come from my knowledge of being in the field.
Let me put this shiny disc on your head really quick. I don't know what it's called, but it's going to be a little tight.
Now, I just want to make sure that what I'm saying in this film,
mm-hmm.
you know, lands on the people who need to hear it.
That's on you.
That's a lot. Thank you. There's a lot of misinformation out there.
Well, listen, we're going to put some of the best little bits in a trailer, a teaser.
Oh, I like that.
We're going to post that. And then because of your gifts and a few others, we'll pull in that audience.
Who else are you getting? You're not getting Mac, are you? You're not getting Mac.
No, I did not get Mac.
From Blowtown?
Nope.
Okay.
I got Noah Wiley ER and other.
Okay.
Rick, do you think he'd look better with a scalpel or one of these little rubber handles?
Let's try them both.
I just want to say stay away from Mac from Blowtown because that's a guy who pioneered this movement, sure, and now he's on the other side. He's flipped.
I feel like we're losing great stuff. This is exactly what I want. You know what? Sammy, let's just roll.
Hey. Hold on. Sammy needs 4 minutes to be Sammy, all right?
Yeah.
Give Sammy 4 minutes and let Sammy do Sammy. Yep.
Because Mac from Blowtown will tell you things like, I miss you. I love you. Like, what are you up to? And then when you respond, you get no response to your response, leaving you in the dark.
Fucking Rick, Sammy, you're killing me.
Sammy's done being Sammy.
For a second, Rick. Rick,
do you
think that this guy he's talking about from Blowtown is actually, maybe we should get him?
Hey, Jim, how about moving me away from talent before you ask these fucking questions? I'm sure he heard
he
you.
He can hear us?
Got that Rick, I'm so sorry, but the credit card's not working. Is there another thing I can use to pay for like all the coffees and stuff?
Hey, let this one be on me, Rick. Hey, Sammy's credit card. Hey, man, Sammy loves all y'all. Take this credit card.
This is heavy. What is this?
This is a credit card. Oh, you mean like what? Why is it so different than others?
Yeah.
My daddy used to forge steel. He forged his credit card himself, man.
Oh, my God. See, like you made your own credit card?
No, my daddy made this credit card, man. Sammy ain't got them skills. Sammy's a cameraman.
Hey, Tim, you're an intern, so I need you to run along now.
All right. Same order?
Yes, please, since we didn't get it.
Can he repeat that, though?
To change your mind?
Can you repeat the order back to us? That's a great point. Thank you, doctor.
Uh-huh. I got a red eye. I got 2 cappuccino sun latte. I got a Cuban morning with a little cinnamon twist. 4 croissants, blueberry muffin. I got hash browns on rye, and then I got eggs. Uncooked.
The hash browns and rye and eggs were all supposed to be one sandwich, though.
Yeah, that's a single thing.
That's a single thing.
Welcome to Blowtown. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for something that won't burn my throat, but will give me the thrill of nicotine.
Okay. I'm, you know, the best I can offer you is nicotine gum because I am anti-vaping. Vaping is dangerous. I did have this vaping store open for years, but now I'm on the other side, and I'm here to tell people about the dangers of vaping.
Yo, Mr. Blowtown, how you doing? I work next door at the French Laundry. Not that French Laundry.
Oh, the place that cleans your clothes French style.
Exactly. Hey, all my employees are black. I'm black. I only hire black. I literally only see black people. I ain't even looking at you right now. We can hear you through the paper thin walls, and you say nicotine real weird, man. Nicotine does not sound good coming through them walls. You feel what I'm saying?
You say I say nicotine weird?
Yeah, now you're being more careful with the word. That's all I'm here to ask you.
Gotcha. Hitting the C's. Hitting the C is crucial.
Hit them C's, brother. Hit them C's. Okay.
By the sometimes way, I'm lazy with my C's.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That is good to know. Good to know.
So, is that why it says, I thought somebody.
Nicotine. Nicotine.
I thought somebody graffitied the word no in front of vape shop, but it sounds like maybe you put the no there, like no vape shop.
Yeah, that's me.
So Blowtown, no vape shop. Okay, so what other ways?
Yeah, Blowtown is my last. Blowtown is my last name, by the way. It's just coincidental.
Oh, okay. Okay, so nicotine gum is an option. Anything else that'll just inject the nicotine directly to my bloodstream?
Nicotine.
I don't know. Okay, thank you. Ching-ching.
All right, so this right here is an experimental liquid. It's going to go into any vape, all right? Now, your rig should be able to handle this, all right? Now, the flavor, supposed to be pineapple, all right?
Why do you keep saying supposed to be?
Look, this is all experimental, all right? This is all experimental, figuring this out as we go. Okay. Dude, we're going to take the vape scene by storm. All right, because now it's taking a dip. You know what I'm saying? Like, culturally, it's taking a dip. You know what I mean? That's why we got to bounce on it. All right, you buy when there's.
Do you have to have the nicotine? Can't I just vape with no nicotine? I kind of got a low tolerance. I'm not really. I just haven't been vaping very long.
Sam, will you be taking time off the vape? Dude, I've been trying. You're supposed to be addicted to nicotine right now, all right, man? Uh-huh. Supposed to be
honestly, when I smoke it, I get a little bellyache and I get lightheaded, so I only...
That's good. That's normal. That's normal. Don't worry about that.
Hey, Sam, I know you're having a problem with your vaping, getting lightheaded and your belly starts aching.
Uh-huh.
I'm selling some
reactions.
I understand your problem. I'm selling some electronic chewing tobacco. It's basically made out of steel wool and disc batteries. Pop it in your jaw like you would regular chewing tobacco, and it gives you that zip, zip, zip you need to get going.
Okay, that sounds good. No nicotine in it?
No nicotine. My friend Franklin will help you put it in your mouth the first time. Once you get used to putting it in your mouth, it'll be easy.
Okay, that sounds good. I think I'm sensitive to nicotine.
God, Sam, I can't have you smoking this vape with those open sores in your mouth, man. I can't. This is going to ruin the whole thing, man.
It's going to heal up. It's just the first times.
The first times? That's plural, man. It's not the first time. It's in time.
Enter 2013. Mac and I are pretty close. We're taking over the competitive vape scene by storm. We're the ones that invented the Double Dragon. We invented...
Are
you sure?
Can we get him to stop talking
Tim, I can't have you responding to the talent when they're on camera and we're rolling.
Okay.
Sorry. Can I ask a question? Why do you keep calling me talent? What talent am I portraying?
It's not a portrayal. I consider anyone that appears in front of the camera, I'm old school, and the term referred to is talent.
What a low bar for talent. Anybody in front of a camera.
I mean, ever since YouTube was invented, that's the deal.
Speaking of which,
yeah.
Mac and I had a YouTube channel. You may have heard of it.
Rolling.
I'm rolling. Yeah, man. Sorry, I had a...
Sam, are you all right?
Again, Tim,
Sammy,
shut it.
Are you okay?
Tim.
Oh, God. He's, I don't think he's all right.
Why don't you pat his back instead of yapping?
Ching, ching. Hey, Mac.
Well, look who it is. A blast from the past.
Ooh-wee. No. No more of that. Look, Mac, I don't know if you know, but there's some...
Hey, man, sorry to say, your toilet's out of toilet paper. All right. Thanks for letting me use it.
Ding, ding, ding.
I didn't see that guy come in. I did not give him permission.
Look, Mac, I want to give you fair warning. As you and I used to be friends, you know what a friendship is, right? There's a massive film coming out, a feature, documentary. I'm the talent. Don't ask me why, but... It's not pretty. It's not painting you in a pretty picture, and I just wanted to give you fair warning. Okay.
Now, when you say massive documentary, like how big are we talking?
I don't know. Are you familiar with Ken Burns?
Yep. Best cure for insomnia.
Bling, 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 bling. I'm sorry. Is there a bathroom I can use on premises?
No. There is not.
Are you sure? There's a guy out there.
Hi, Mr. Burns. I just, I'm sure I can't call you Ken as much as I want to, so just know that I've asked. There's another review that's just come in from someone who's calling themselves Documentary Friend Review Corner, and it's just Best Cure for Insomnia. That's all that was written. I don't know which of your works they're referring to. It's just your name and that review.
Maybe so, the Civil War?
You know?
Or
that's
baseball?
Uh-huh.
Jazz?
You know, maybe we could just get a recording of you listing the
titles. Vietnam War? National Parks?
So, Mac, I'm just saying beware. You know what I mean? And listen, it's not just me they got. I mean, mainly it's me. They also got a voiceover guy who's got a real cummy tone. You know what I mean?
I've never heard that term, but you say it's so evocative. I know immediately what that guy would sound like. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Blowjob. I was in your toilet and...
Blowtown. My name is Mac Blowtown.
You got it. I mean, that's clogged up with a lot of hair, a lot of human hair. So...
That is show episode. No, that is scene one. I'm okay. I lost my mind just for a moment with the idea of that backed up toilet.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Scene two comes from Milton, who wrote, "Heyo, heyo, hey you." Longtime caller, first-time listener here. I just love the podcast. Been listening nonstop. Colleagues think I'm crazy when I walk around laughing all day, especially when Gary Anthony is in friendly game of Would You Rather, constantly reports in from CNN. I'm at the scene. Scene suggestion. In court, celebrity lawyer working a high-profile case has actually no idea what he is doing. It also happens to be Bring Your Kids to Work Day. Thank you for making each day go faster. Keep it up. Milton from Sweden.
I have read the paperwork. You have all been sworn in. Is it Jeremiah? How do you pronounce his last name? Is it Finch?
F-I-N. Bullfrog.
Mr. Jeremiah Bullfrog.
Finch.
Finch. What exactly is your purpose of being here in Dad. My courtroom Dad. Today?
Dad. Dad.
What? What?
Dad.
What?
What's the Wi-Fi?
Your Honor, may I approach the bench?
Oh, please approach. Sidebar, everybody. Sidebar.
Hey, yeah, thank you. Hi, Your Honor.
You brought your motherfucking kid in this courtroom. I see that. I didn't want to say this shit out loud in front of your motherfucking kid, but let me explain something to you. There are no motherfucking kids allowed in this motherfucking courtroom. Do you understand me,
Mr. Jeremiah? Do you know who I am? You ever watch television? Listen to the radio?
I have on occasion. Why?
I am that guy.
Are you seriously?
Listen. Come on in. Come on out. Don't think about it. Just shout, shout, shout. Shout, shout.
Of course, everybody knows. Come on in. I didn't realize that. Let me strike from my own personal record saying that your motherfucking kid is not allowed in this motherfucking courtroom. Your motherfucking kid can do whatever the motherfucking he wants in this motherfucking courtroom. You motherfucking understand?
And all right. Thank you so much. And we'll get right back to this case. One last thing. What's the Wi-Fi?
Oh, the Wi-Fi is Judge Jones is the man.
Thank you so much. Stevie, it's George Jones is the man.
No.
Quick sidebar.
Oh, wait.
George Jones is the man. George Jones is the man.
I couldn't help but overhear you're into George Jones, man. He is Nashville legend.
May I have a sidebar?
He stopped loving her today. That is my favorite country song.
May I have a sidebar with that attorney, please? Come up here. Get up here.
Yep.
My name is George Jones. You motherfucking understand. My name is motherfucking George Jones. My motherfucking mother named me George Jones. My motherfucking mother did not name me George Jones. You motherfucking understand.
Your Honor, I could not apologize more. It does not take away from the greatness of Nashville legend George Jones. However, the duets he sang with Tammy Wynette in the 70s, and despite his alcoholism problem.
Look here, buddy. Nobody's going to question motherfucking Tammy Wynette's prowessness, okay? That is well established in this courtroom.
Yes, Your Honor.
If you will look under my robe, here, let me unzip this for you. I'm wearing a Tammy Wynette t-shirt right now. Everybody gets Tammy Wynette. But there's a certain motherfucking decorum that we're going to have in my motherfucking courtroom. Do you understand me?
You got it, Your Honor.
Now, where was I?
All right, just step through the metal detector, please. Okay. hold on.
What's that? What's it going to be?
Huh? Oh, what's going on again? All right.
It could just be my knee. It could be my knee.
What are you saying? Your knees is what, made of metal, huh?
I got a metal knee. I'm right late for a courtroom, so I got to just kind of hustle.
Well, you're also right late to get in there because guess what? We're not going to let you go in there with a metal knee.
Dad, are you going to take shit from this?
Dad, scan him again. Scan him again, Dad.
There you go.
Dad, stand up for yourself. You've got shit in your knees. So what? Don't take it from this jerk face and his stupid kid.
Well, scan right his now, stupid kid too, Dad.
Let's see what's going on with this stupid kid.
Don't scan
here.
My kid. My kid's on the beginning. You don't have to scan my kid.
Oh, what's going on? Look, this thing's going on. Is the whole kid made out of metal? Huh?
Just my cock.
Hey, come on. Calm down. I need to get into this courtroom, okay?
Jesus Christ.
This guy's a complete jerk face, Dad.
Is this PP really made out of metal? Is it?
Yeah.
No, he's titanium. Lying, Dad.
Okay, you know, it's a metal, okay? It's a metal. I just don't want my kid subjected to x-rays. I don't want him to get any sort of diseases or so if he could just go around, I'll take this metal knee.
You can't go around, you enter the courthouse, you gotta go through the screen. That's just how it is, bud.
All right. It's gonna set it off until you give it a kiss.
And furthermore, jury. Judge, everyone else here, do I play a lawyer on television, I am playing one today. Now, I'm about to rest my case here. My son is going to say the last two sentences. That's weird. It's like you could get a sentence, you know, in court. What's up?
Dad, I don't...
Honey, I was watching our son was filming you in court earlier today, and you stumbled a bit.
Don't ruin my putt.
No, baby. Yeah. Seriously now, this is me and you time.
Okay.
This is M and Y. This is me and you time.
Okay, club down. I'm listening.
Your drinking problem's back. That's clear. You stumbled on the word sentences, and that is, what?
It's not back, baby. It never went away.
That's what I was hoping you would say. That's exactly what I was hoping you would say. I never wanted you to change.
No, you had to say those things.
I did.
Are you going to go off the green or what?
How long is this guy going to take?
Should I just
play through?
Excuse me.
Play through with it.
This is me and you. What? Is this me and...
Huh? Are you drunk?
Me... Babe. Babe, you got to handle this one. I was going to say it's me and you time, but I'm talking to him. It's not me and him time. It's me and you time, baby.
I'll use some of my letter stuff on him.
Good.
HBLH. Hey, bucko, listen here. TIMAHT. This is me and him time. DYDI. Do you dig it?
Completely in your face, Tommy. I don't know how you think you're going to deal with that. Oh, you got her. You got her good. That was great.
You like that?
Yeah. Just a solid okay. Yeah.
You know, I think, sweetheart, the worst part about this whole thing is I got a man sentenced to death. You know what I mean? And Stevie was there to witness it. And that makes me feel bad.
How could I be sentenced? It was the opening remarks and he closed the case. I mean, it just started.
I'll be honest with you. You got a bad attorney.
There's
got to
be a mistrial.
That's how this works.
There's got to be a mistrial.
Please. You got a bad attorney. Oh, this is pro bono. You know, appointed by the state. And
Dead man walking.
You're going to do it already?
That's you.
And what does this mean? I have to choose firing squad or I got to drink a whole bunch of bleach? That's my choices now?
Well, yeah, they felt like hanging in the injection was just too inhumane. So
this isn't
Pick the bleach.
They're fans. Yeah, your fans are here.
We brought your last meal, but it's sponsored. So as you're eating it, you're going to need to say the company's name over and over. So if you can say Eli's chicken is the best chicken I've ever had. It's so good, I might die.
Of course he can.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, here's your bag of food.
He'd be happy
to do chicken.
Ring, ring, ring. This stuff is the best.
There's a phone in the chicken bag. Hold on a second.
Hello.
This is the governor. I'd like to pardon you. You're free.
Hold on, Tom. Are you talking to the chicken, sir, or my client?
I was talking to... Well, I didn't realize that your client was there, but I'll pardon them both.
Oh my gosh. Well, we may not have the market share that KFC or Popeyes does, but I know I make a damn good chicken. So what's this about branded content you're telling me about?
Well, it's real simple. We get high-profile people, celebrities, athletes, musicians, what have you. And they go on their social network, their social media, and they promote you, and you send them all the chicken they ever want for life.
Okay. Well, that seems like a good deal. You were saying something about death row, though.
Hey, hold on. I just want to let you know the toilet's a little backed up. There's no more water. Just give you a heads up.
Yeah, so okay. In the case of the death row guy, when I say, you know, chicken for life, it's really one serving. So that's a good one.
Okay, so we don't have to give that much away. All right,
not to that fella.
He's got a good Instagram following.
He does now. Yeah, a lot of the Death Row guys have hundreds of thousands of followers.
Hi, okay. Hi guys. Pardon me. Pardon this meeting.
Pardon me. Get it.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
We are looking at some stats. The analytics are saying that algorithms are present.
Sure.
If a celebrity, say, for instance, in the case of somebody who's on death row, if they do not die, it will tank the brand. So just keep that in
mind. Yeah, that's let's say in this case he were to be pardoned moments before whatever the cause of his death might be, whatever the state's decided legally, then that'd be kind of a reverse of fortune for you. That is in the fine print.
Okay, so if the prisoner is executed, that is good for the brand.
That's great.
If he has a last minute reprieve, that will tank my chicken.
For a little
while. Okay, if that's what the algorithm says.
Okay, just punch in the numbers now. Okay, my data's looking pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tiff, how about you? How are those analytics going?
They look great. Tiff.
I'm sorry, did you say Biff or Tiff?
No, I said Tiff.
Oh, I'm
said
sorry. Tiff. My bad. Yeah. Forgive me.
And I spoke in front of Tiff. Tiff,
and then
I spoke
you over said you. Tiff, and then yeah. Then you did say Tiff. So
I'm talking to Tiff. You're talking to Tiff.
Lyle, if you want to jump in, that's fine.
No. Tiff. Go, Tiff.
Are you all in another riff? Did I come in the middle of a riff? Is that what's happening?
A little bit. I was talking to Tiff, and then Biff joined in, and then Lyle's here.
I'm sorry.
Did you guys see this GIF? Did you see this GIF that the Tiff sent me?
Let me see it. Oh my gosh, it's hilarious.
Oops, bad news.
Tiff sent this GIF.
Bad news. The prisoner just got pardoned.
Ooh,
oh my
that
God.
Is a diff.
That will tank some. That will tank the chicken.
Oh my gosh.
Could we have a private conversation in the skiff over here?
And that is scene two.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds.
Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of. A degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Scene 3 comes to us from patron VIP Corey Booth, who simply wrote, scene suggestion, Marvin McHugh is the activity director at a nursing home.
I don't want to play ping pong. Why do I need to play ping pong? I wasn't that good as a young man, and my game certainly didn't get any better. Are there other games you could play?
Courts are closed.
Well, I'm not going to play tennis, Tom.
Well, ping pong's a good substitution.
Everybody just hold on. There's a new guy coming in today who's promised he's going to turn this nursing home into something we've never seen before.
Is it COVID? Is it COVID? Has COVID come back?
I don't know.
Is that what this is? COVID disguised as a person again?
I don't know.
Hi. Hi, Mr. McHugh. Welcome to our facility. We're very excited to have you. Now, I will say you have some pretty big shoes to fill. Our previous activities director was...
Well, I'm a size 11 and a half.
Oh, boy.
How big are we talking?
Okay, let's move on. So, I understand you have an entire curriculum set up for the people who are here, which is really, really nice because we need schedule. They need a schedule. It's important. So what are you thinking? What are we starting the day off with?
Well, we're gonna train for a triathlon. So
Okay. I'm going to stop you right there. So just quickly, that might be a little too much. Also, I do want to say about the shoes you have to fill. Our previous activities director was a young 23-year-old man who we had to let go for reasons that I don't want to talk about, but he was great and he might come back for his job and that might be something that you might have to deal with.
Why did he leave?
So tell me about this triathlon.
Well, it's one-third swimming, one-third biking, and one-third running.
Okay.
And
okay.
I think, you know, us older folks are capable of just about anything we can put our minds to.
I like that. I like that. Well, it is exactly noon, so most of our residents are making their way out to the field. If you want to go out there and introduce yourself.
What did the guy do? Was he touching people?
Or so, you can start with swimming. You can start with running, cycling. It's all up to you. All up to you. I can't tell you. I just.
Okay, should I go now?
Mr. McHugh, before you go and speak with the other residents here, I just wanted to let you know what happened to the previous fella who was here.
Get on with it, Joseph. Just go ahead and tell him.
I'll do it in my time, John.
We're going to be here till next Shavuos.
You know what? Forget about it. Then I won't tell him.
Tell him. What? Don't be a martyr now. It's a three-act play. It's just too tell late. Him.
You've offended my sensibilities.
So easily offended, okay, this one.
Someone's going to tell me, right? Because yes. I really got left hanging by the director.
I was about to spill it all. I was going to tell it all, reveal it all.
And now that you've got all of our attention, please
you
do.
You offended my sensibilities.
Oh, good. Very good, orderlies. Hi, sorry, excuse us. He's tired. We need
look
to put
this guy.
Yeah, thank you. Take him. Okay.
Wait, dart guns? Is that what you do?
So, what part of the triathlon are you going to be starting with today?
Well, I'd like to run the fuck out of here, so maybe running will be the way to go.
Very funny. Okay. So, go ahead. Here's the rest of our residents.
Mac and cheese here if you want some of that. I got some ham. If you want, heard you want to break out of here. Is that right?
Yeah. How does this work?
Well, you're going to need a plan. And you're going to need somebody who knows the ins and outs of this thing. But that person, you know, they might need a little something to grease the wheels to get it going, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, some more. I don't know ham. What you're saying. If you could get to it, that'd be great. The issue with a person like me, a client like myself, is that we're a little pressed for time. So get to it.
You know, you might want to tap that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shit. Okay, just cut the ham still.
All right, I'll get rid of this guy.
Yeah, get him out of here. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Hey, looks like you want to get out of here. Mac and cheese, a little bit of ham. Can you not hear me? Do I have to speak? It looks like you want to get out of here.
I don't want to get out of here. Me?
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the other people, the other elderly people.
I mean, God. I'm the closest person to you. I work here.
You want to get out of here?
We know each other. Not really. Not really. Yeah. I kind of like it. I dig the job. I don't want to go too. Like you know who went. God, yeah. So young. 23. Former.
God, the shit he was doing.
Wakey, wakey. Hi there. Hi, you coming back from your little nap? Now you listen here, motherfucker. If you tell anybody about what happened here before, I will up the amount of medicine stuff in those darts and you won't ever wake up again.
You understand? I hear you. Yes, of course. Okay. Of course, I understand.
Okay, good. And there are no problems. I hope you have fun running and swimming and biking the triathlon. Now go out there and be a team player, okay?
Yes, let's shake hands on
I
it.
Like that idea.
The old buddy buzzer lined with Qari poison. Now who's a motherfucker?
Well, what kind of poison is this?
Qari is a... There's a frog in the jungle, and it secretes this poison.
I think he's saying curry.
Qari.
Did you get curry on my hand?
No. There's a frog in the jungle, and it secretes a poison.
All right, man. So that vape stuff didn't work, but we can sell the vape shit just to these elderly people. They'll think it's whatever, man. All right? So, look, this juice... is going to work. I've been selling to the orderlies as like some kind of medical juice that knocks them out, man.
I feel like maybe these are probably close to illegal activities, and my mouth is not healed.
No, you keep on chewing that steel wool, man. What do you think is going to happen?
I mean, I was told the scar tissue would get thicker and it'd be kind of like your
feet. Callus over, yeah. But you're cutting those calluses open, man. It's sick.
I feel bad for the elderly. I feel like you're taking advantage of them.
Okay, I've examined your feet, sir, and the calluses that you were talking about, and I'm not sure how we got to this place. I'm just a little curious.
No, I wasn't really my mistake. I saw you spending a lot of time on my feet. Uh-huh. It's really my mouth that was the problem.
I see.
It's that my mouth is supposed to be calloused like my feet.
Right. You know? Sorry, doctor. Sorry. I'll be out in just a second. I realize I gave you the file and I flipped it upside down, and I don't know if that caused any problems at all. And that is on me. I'm so sorry, doctor.
Yeah. Sorry, I let my son come in today and give you the files. Come on, forgive Jonathan.
Yep, so he's coming.
He flipped him upside down. So.
Oh, by the way, I am his son, and other doctors don't know why. I'm actually 3 years older than my dad.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
But the love is still the same. The love is the same. That hasn't changed.
I think it may have increased the love for us.
Perhaps.
I also want to apologize. I clogged the toilet with my shirt. I just took my shirt off and I stuffed it down the toilet hole. So that is on me. I will take full responsibility. All right, thank
you. Okay, Mr. McHugh, I understand you wanted to have a little conversation. Let me guess.
Please call me Marvin.
Okay, Marvin, let me guess. You need more water bottles. It's hot out there, right? It's hot out there. Okay, I can get you more water bottles.
I wouldn't mind a few more.
You got that. And the spin bikes, are they still working out okay for you?
Yeah, they're spinning. They're spinning away.
Spinning, good. And the pool, how's the chlorine level in there? You feel good about that?
Couldn't be better. Everyone's very buoyant.
So, okay, and then the track. Are you liking the clay that the track is laid with?
Why'd you get rid of that guy?
Here's the vape shop here. Ring-ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. Excuse me, young fella. With your fresh face and your young attitude, I came in here a couple of days ago and I bought what I thought was Qari from you to poison a fellow at work.
Well, I'm not supposed to work the front desk, sir. I probably shouldn't be handling you. I don't work with people. I don't have people skills.
Let me speak to someone who has authority.
Okay. Ted? I guess I might be the only one on duty right now. Oh, Ted, come over here. There's an elderly.
What's going on?
Hello, I'm elderly. I came in the other day to buy some Qari to poison a fellow at work, and it did absolutely nothing to him except make him question how I said the word.
Well, I can actually help him with that. This poison is slow poison.
Oh.
Right?
And inside out. You have the whole story.
Wow. So the entire Pixar lineup.
Yeah.
Up to inside out. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he should at least reimburse you for the DVDs.
You think. But he's on the run unless he comes back for his job. And then that's gonna be scary.
Chad, your eyes are leaking down your cheeks.
Are they?
Oh, that might be some slow acting Qari.
Here, let me just dab that for you. Your eyeballs seem to be kind of, I don't know.
No, I'm like deflating.
I'm full.
Oh, that's cute.
Move out of the way. Come on, let's go. Okay, I need cc's of. I need a whole bunch of cc's of vitamin C in this. In this, get me cc's of that. Yes. Cc's of that.
I've seen this before. This gentleman right here is dealing with some kind of vape overdose. All right, possibly. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Are the cameras good on me?
Are we getting a good angle on this? You can see me in action. Have we do this?
Yeah. Here, the CC's doctor of vitamin
C. Thank you so much. All right. Okay. Now, should I put on a different coat? Is this a bad coat for me? I don't want to look bad on camera. If this is not good, is this good?
I'm actually not sure, doctor. I'm not sure how you look there.
Okay, easy. Okay, great. So he's going to be all right. Let's get that injection into him right now. Let's find a vein. Any vein will do. Let's just find.
Mr. McHugh, is that it? Marvin, first name? Is that right? Do I have that
right?
Call
me Marvin.
Marvin, yes. Oh, as you can see, we're shooting a scene here today of NCIS, and I see here that you are the fan of the season who's won a walk-on part on the show. So when we finish shooting this scene, we're going to introduce you to the director and some of the cast. So be prepared for that, if you would. And we have a little trailer, a little double banger set up for you that we'll show you. Do you have any dietary restrictions, I'm supposed to ask?
Nothing but dietary restrictions.
Okay. All right. We'll get that list. All right. Well, that's wrapping up now. So let's get you over to meet the director. Steve, this is Marvin McHugh. He's the fan of the season.
He's walking in today. He's the walk-on.
He's our walk-on for today. Yeah. He's got two lines. You got the lines, Marvin?
Yep.
Okay. He's ready. He's prepared. You're off book, I take it.
You want me to say the lines? You don't believe that I'm gonna say them on cue?
Look, I'm going to trust this guy. Let's just go ahead. Everybody, go ahead and pour gasoline on the automobile. Have the flames ready. Let's get Marvin McHugh behind the wheel of the automobile.
Fire in the hole! Let's
put the rabbit dog in the front seat. And let's see, the sword collection should be dangling right from the roof.
Well done.
All right, Marvin, you know how this works. I'm going to call action, and you just say your lines, and we're going to just fire it all off. And
okay.
Got sound speed?
Speed.
Got camera speed?
Set.
All right, and action.
Help, my car's on fire. Oh, I could use some Eli's chicken.
That is our show for today.
It's product placement.
Absolutely. I love that Marvin finally got to be on his favorite show that he would not leave the concierge alone with at the introduction episode way back in the archives. My goodness. Good luck finding that episode. I want to thank all of our alchemists of this particular episode, starting with the fellow all the way in Chicago coming to us from what is the state
Camp
motto of
Crystal Lake
of do you know, Craig, the state motto of Illinois?
Eureka.
Eureka.
No, I don't know.
I think it's the land of Lincoln.
That sounds probably right. And you're where now, James?
Crystal Lake.
Crystal Lake,
yeah. The suburbs of Chicago.
Got an address we can put out there?
I actually don't know the address, and that's a funny story.
All right, well, we'll look for that in your socials. Anything else you'd like fans to know at this point?
No, I think that's
solid. All right, just go to the general store at Crystal Lake and ask for James Heaney for the next week or two, right?
Yeah.
Okay, terrific. And thank you for being here. Gary Anthony Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, man. All that. as it says in the Bible, all that.
That's all it had to say, really. And then it just kept going, book after book.
I think, Kev, I'm in a movie coming out. I think I am, and I'm not even joking. I think I'm in that movie Spirit. It's about a horse. And a little girl.
Uh-huh.
And people trying to get that horse.
You might be the voice of the horse? What do you say?
I think I'm in it. I'm serious. I really think I am.
This is a remake, right?
Yeah. It's a remake. Yeah.
In the motion picture theaters?
I've seen that movie, and it's wonderful.
You saw the new one?
Or not the old one? New one, but I liked the old one.
Well, remakes are always better than the original.
Always better. We got a review from James. That's helpful. So look for Spirit in the theaters, we think, or
I think
streaming?
It's in the theater. I know it comes out June 4th, and I seriously think I'm in it, and I seriously think it's in the theaters.
That's exciting as hell.
Yeah.
I think. Thank you for being here, as always.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I love each and every one of you individually.
Chris Anthony Alvarado, thank you so much.
No, this is bullshit, man. Can you imagine having a life and a career where you think you might be in a movie?
Or I Alzheimer's?
Mean, okay, fair. I don't want to. Okay, well, now you just ruined everything. So I was angry and now I'm sad. And in between there lies being grateful. I'm grateful for this time with you all, playing with you guys and having some fun. Thank you to everybody listening. I love you.
Tell us about that other podcast you like to do.
Oh, yeah. I do the Comedy Fix. That's the Comedy Fix. We're just getting nuts over there. We're just twisting around what it means to do comedy and perform. And, you know, we've got some people who don't love us and some people who like us and everything in between. It's getting crazy. Check it out at the Comedy Fix.
Well, if you've got people that do and don't love you, you could be one of the most popular podcasts out there.
Bingo.
Yeah. That's exciting as hell. Yeah. Speaking of which, Craig Kukowski, thank you so damn much.
Hey, my pleasure. I was, of course, joking before when I said Eureka, the state motto of Illinois, because it's the state motto of California. And it's Greek. It's Greek for I have found it.
Eureka.
The state motto of Illinois, however, is much more boring. State sovereignty, national union.
Boring. That's hot. If I had another kid, I'd name my kid that.
To each his own.
Sexy as hell. So Land of Lincoln is what? Just a bragging?
That'd be the state nickname. I went to state nickname. The
license plate? Yeah, it's on license nickname. Plates.
I've been to Lincoln's house in Illinois.
Well, now you're just bragging. Craig, anything folks should look out for in the coming days, weeks, months?
I guess strange summer. Lights in the sky.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
Be aware of those.
Is that your new single? Thank you for that.
Yep. I'm dropping Strange Lights in the Sky July 12th.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
It's a hot Greer. New track. Yeah. Thank you. Megan Thee Stallion and Bob Dylan are both guesting on that.
Oh, sweet. Damn. Holy
Kevin,
crap.
Kevin, are there any state nicknames that are like insulting? Like, hey, like fatty, like, you know, like, like do they have those kind of nicknames for states?
Jersey's state nickname is fuck you looking at.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for asking. Joey Greerman.
Two things. One, I just rewatched Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Mm-hmm. Can't get enough. And
going back to our first point, someone mentioned this in the suggestions of Gary's CNN anchor.
Yes.
I know for a fact he was in Amazon Prime's animated series called Invincible. And in one of the episodes, he plays a television anchor. Reporting on what's happening, and it's tragic what he's reporting on in the show. But I laughed a lot. It was.
Was I in that?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
You're probably in it, Chris.
Thanks. I think you are. There's like a couple rock characters. They don't speak.
You know what? Less is more. How about
that? Wait a minute. He has a non-speaking role in an animated movie.
Back up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's when you know your shit don't stink, in fact. And let's thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, and I'm damn excited that you were able to join us and give us a listen. Please tell everyone you ever met. Also, if you wouldn't mind continuing to be as kind to each other as humanly possible, I would personally appreciate that. And where asked to do so, please mask if you would so. Until next time.
How can we miss? Yes.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey guys.
You know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Wednesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.